Halacha Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the pasuk, Lo yimotze b'cho ma'avir b'noyu b'itoy bo'esh. There should not be found among the Jewish people anyone who will pass his son or daughter through fire, like the Goyim used to do. That was how they worshipped Avodah Zarah in those days. They would set up two fire. Or koisim k'samim, people who perform magic. Or ma'inein u'menachei shu'mechashev, v'shoyel oy v'yedoini, v'chover chover, v'doyre shalameisim. These were all different ways that the Goyim used to seek advice. But rather, what should we do as Bnei Yisrael? Tomim tihye im Hashem alaykecha. We should be sincere with Hashem. Tmimus, emuna pshuta. Ki hagoyim ho'el asherata yoresh oysom. Because these goyim who you are about to inherit, talking about the seven nations who the Yidden were going to throw out of Eretz Yisrael, and the Yidden were going to take over, el mo'inen en vel koismen yishmo. They listen to these mo'inen en koismen. Viato, but you, the Jewish people, loichein, you do not follow those things. You go with tomim tia im Hashem alaykecha. The word tomim means simple and sincere. The word tam also means sholim, tam venishlam. That's the ikar shleimus in Yiddishkeit, is when a person learns a lot, he advances his intellect to the highest levels that he possibly can, at the same time maintaining 100% emuna pshuta in Hashem, simple faith. He doesn't live based on his intellect, he lives based on faith. As the pasuk says, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. I live with my faith. I learn, I try to understand everything I possibly can, but I don't chas v'shalom rely on my understanding, because my understanding compared to Hashem's understanding or compared to the seichel of tzadikim, my understanding is a joke. I just heard last night, I had the schus of having Rav Nachman Burstein in my house, so he mentioned that the word seichel, the Hebrew word for seichel, which means intellect, is roshei tevos shifchi kamayim libech. That you want to know what the real seichel is? When a Jew pours out his heart like water to Hashem. You know, that pasuk that talks about praying to Hashem. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. That's the real seichel. Okay. This next halacha, halacha gimel, Rav Nosson Zal is going to base on chapter 18 in Likutei Moran. Al pi hamaymar hamaschil Rabbi Yoinasin mishtoi, b'likutei kamo simen yudches, ayin shom kol hamaymar kuloi. The halacha is going to be based on Torah Yudches in the first half of Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson says, study that chapter. V'hayotze mishom l'nyoneinu. Let's see what it says there that it's relevant to us. Rabbi Nosson says there, she'i'efsher lihiyois manhig Yisrael, ki'im kishayesh loy shleimus so emuna, she'ein shleimus achrov. A person does not qualify to be a leader in Klal Yisrael unless he has perfection of emuna, unless he achieves the highest level of shleimus of emuna. We just mentioned it. The pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. The manhigim of Klal Yisrael are called tzadikim. A tzadik is based on his emuna b'shleimus. It's not how much he knows, it's his faith in Hashem. Ki afilu kishemamin bedovor echod midarkei ho'emoiri. Rabbi Nosson says there, even if a Jew, chas v'shalom, believes in one of those items of the darkei emoiri, one of these signs, kigoin tzvi hefsikoi baderech, like for example, if a deer walked in front of you, you know, it means such and such, einoi yochoi lihiois manhig. That person can no longer be qualified to be a leader of Klal Yisrael. Vize hamanig huamiti, tzadik huamiti, zoiche lahasiges hatachlis shel kol habriya. A true leader of Klal Yisrael, a true tzaddik, is zoiche to realize the purpose of the entire creation. Shehu shiashu oilam haba, which is the pleasure of oilam haba. That's the tachlis of the whole creation. Shezeh hatachlis yefshe lahasik kim al yidei tzadikim. This tachlis, for a Jew to be zeche to really understand oilam haba and what it's all about, it's impossible for a Jew to really get any true understanding of that other than via the tzadikim. V'kol echod kefi sharoshoi benishmas hatzadik, and each and every single Jew, according to how he's rooted and plugged into the tzaddik, to the neshama of the tzaddik, kein zoiche lahasig es hatachlis achron hazeh. To that degree, according to how good his connection is to the tzaddik, based on that, he will be zeicha to achieve an understanding of this final tachlis, which is the pleasure of Olam Haba, shehu atachlis shel kol abriya kula, which is the tachlis of the entire creation, shel kol hadvarim shebo'olam, of everything in this world. Ki lechol dovor yesh tachlis, because every single thing has a purpose. The word tachlis has several definitions. You need to know that when it comes to Lashon Kodesh versus all other languages, sometimes when we use an English word as a translation for a Hebrew word, very often the English word isn't enough. It's one aspect of the definition of that Hebrew word. The word tachlis means goal, it means objective, it means purpose. Those are three of maybe 10 or 15 words that you would need to do justice to really, really give you a total picture of what the word tachlis means. But for now, let's try to work with those three words at least. That the goal and the purpose, the ultimate purpose, each and every single thing has a purpose. It has a goal. V'zeh ha-tachlis yesh lo oy tachlis gavoya me'al gavoya. And that purpose has another purpose. Each thing has a purpose, has a higher level purpose and a higher level goal. Lamoshel, for example, tachlis binyan abayis kedei sheyeh lehodom mokom lanuach. Why does a person build a house for themselves or acquire a house? So that they should have a place to put their head down, right? V'tachlis hamenucha, and why do you need to put your head down? Why do you need to be able to rest? So that you should be able to serve Hashem. If you're not in a place, if a person's head is in a state of confusion, he can't really serve Hashem well. The Gemara says there are three things that give a person harchovas hadas, expansion of the mind. Isha noe, dira noe, and kelim noem. A person has a good wife, a good house, and good kelim. Then he has harchovas hadas. And harchovas hadas is one of the things that you need to be able to serve Hashem. A person who has harchovas hadas has proper menucha, and he can serve Hashem. Now, v'tachlis u'avoida, and what's the purpose of serving Hashem? It goes on. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Torah Yud Ches, where Rabbi Nizal explains this, and he explains this whole concept of the tachlis, and each tachlis has a further tachlis, and he goes on to show there how the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, who are zeichet to realize the nachas that Hashem has from each and every single Jew, and from each and every single act of every single Jew, and from each and every single detail within the act of every Jew, those tzaddikim are zecha to be masig the purpose of creation in general terms, in detail, and in the minutest detail, you know, in the most incredible detail forms. This is the beginning of that Torah in the Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal goes into it in beautiful detail, showing how and why the tzaddikim are zecha to such a high level understanding of Hashem. It's based on the fact that Hashem's main purpose for creation was Klal Yisrael, Bishvil Yisrael. It says, Bereishis Borlikim, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. And because of the fact that the tzaddikim are the ones who have the greatest possible appreciation for Yisrael, they're the ones who know the nachas and the goodness that Hashem sees in each and every single Jew, that also gives them the ability to understand why Hashem created every single detail of creation, why it was created, what its tachlis is, and what the tachlis of that tachlis is, and further and further. The next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to begin his explanation and tie it into this inyan of Moineh Nemechashef.